Hi guys, welcome to episode 2 of our video series.
We're back.
We are back. And I just want to start off this episode with thanking anybody from our friends, family, new family and friends, strangers, anyone who's taken the time to watch this comment message. I think starting something new is sometimes very difficult mentally because we expect everybody that goes into something, you expect a certain amount of support. And if there's one thing I've learned in my music career, the support comes later when the
For
success
sure.
comes. So I think that comes with everything. So I just want to say a special thank you because this is something different and new for myself. Nori may be a little bit more comfortable with doing it because she's been, in front of the camera for such a long time, but I think I'm adjusting still. And I just want to say thank you. That's all.
It means the world to us, and we know how it is. I think through my experience of even just releasing music or even a post, it's always hard when the closest people to you or the people that you know don't show that support right away. And I think just for anybody out there that is going to start something, whether it's a podcast, music, or anything you're trying to embark on, it's always disheartening to you're always going to get it. And I think this happens to everybody, but the closest people to, like, your immediate, not even immediate circle, sometimes immediate circle,
Oh, yeah.
but it's the people that will be the last people to really support you, because I feel like they usually support you when they start to see that it's successful, and they try to be like, oh, trying to play catch up, like, don't forget about me type of thing. And that's how it's always been with me, I feel like, because I don't know, when I started out, I really didn't get any type of support. Like, I don't remember that. Probably my family, probably you, Maria, and just some other immediate people, but that's about it. Like, you think of the people that you know, and like, wow, I followed this many people, and I've had like not that much support. So it's crazy. It's honestly crazy and disheartening. But once you accept the fact that strangers will support you more and quicker than people that you know, nothing will stop you from starting anything. And that I hope anybody that's starting on anything takes and just goes for it, because you will be successful, especially if you're hardworking and you stick at it and you're consistent. You just have to wait for the people that resonate with the content that you're making or the business that you're creating, and just don't give up because
That's
you don't
so
see that
important.
immediate support.
Just even that advice is so important. I think you as an artist, that's such an important thing to share because it's very discouraging. And me, from the seat that I'm sitting, I'm not an artist. I'm on the back end. I'm an executive in the music industry. So I think for me, even sitting now in front of the camera, when I'm used to being in the back, telling you to sit up straight and don't do this and don't do that, I think it's I see it now from your perspective. It's the craziest thing. I think sometimes you need to walk in someone else's shoes to see what it feels like and
For
to have a little
sure.
bit more empathy and understanding. But I think
For
before
sure.
we even started this, I've always been the friend that if you start a new business, I don't care if it's socks, I'll always comment and say, those are the most coziest socks I've ever worn. I know how hard it is, especially when you're doing brand deals and as an artist, when you're trying to get your music just to lift off. I know the smallest things, a comment, a like, a share, I know how important those things are. So I do
And
pride
it's so
myself on that.
simple. And when you think about it, though, it's so simple, because I don't think we even ask for much. I don't think people that are trying to become influencers or anything, they're not asking for much. It's really
The
a like and a
support.
comment can go so far. So it's the fact that that doesn't take any energy except just doing it, because regardless whether you like it or not, if you support that person, it's, do you know what I mean? It's
Of
just, I
course, you
think it's
always
such a simple
remember
thing.
in your most hardest times, and I even mean that in the entrepreneurial journey, you always remember the people there that were rooting for you from the beginning. It's just a thing. You always remember. I don't wish any bad on
100%.
anybody that doesn't support. It's just, it is what it is. But,
100%.
I do appreciate those beautiful people that understand or don't understand, but still show some love and support. I think it's such a beautiful thing to see. And I hope we keep spreading that. Because even in our own industry, there's people that talk about how much darkness there is in the music industry, but I choose to focus on the light and being a light in the music industry.
Right. Same. And I'll always support. But if I mean, I can be petty sometimes though. Let's be real. I could be petty sometimes.
mean, it is
And
what it
not like
is.
obvious petty, but like if I just notice things, I will take a step back and that's it. And that's just because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. And to be that focused and still support other people, and then I don't see that back. Not that I do it to get that back either. It's not the case at all. But I will just take a step back because I don't want to put energy into things that aren't like going round and round in a circle, which it should be, because it should be like a community. And especially when you're starting out, and I can't like explain that enough, because at the start, it's the hardest part, especially in music. I think, especially in music, because there's, I mean, everybody's trying to be an artist these days, let's be honest. So it's you got 100,000 songs coming out per day. And you know, the people around you know how hard that, you know how hard you work. So it's when you don't see that support right away, it's kind of, it is sad to see. So you just say, okay. For me anyway, I'm like, okay,
I
you
think it's,
release a
but
song.
here's the thing, like for
Your
anybody
turn.
who's for anyone who's an entrepreneur, you know what it takes to start a new business. I think it, regardless if you're in the music industry or whatever industry you're in, it doesn't, an entrepreneurial journey is an entrepreneurial journey. You know what it
I agree.
takes. So I think from an one entrepreneur to another, I will always try my best to support when I see something. Half the time when I do see certain posts, I know what it is. I know you're trying to lift something off. I know it's a brand deal. So if me just commenting one little comment, if I'm already scrolling and I happen to see it, it doesn't take anything out of my day. I'll do it. And I'm not saying everybody should be that way, but I think for the people watching this that are on their entrepreneurial journey, that are starting a new podcast, a book, a business, whatever it may be, keep going. Don't
But
sit there and get
imagine if,
discouraged.
sorry to cut you off, but
No,
imagine if
cut me off.
everybody was that way.
We
It
would
would just
be.
be, it would just be a community of support, and that is not asking for much. I feel like there's so much hate out there, and it's so sad to see, because it takes so much more energy being a hater than just simply supporting, whether you I mean, whether you like it or not.
You know,
I
some people are,
honestly.
don't even see it that way. That's the thing. Some people are just so jaded, and they're in their dark, heavy places. They're not going to see it that way. But that's why, for me, if there's one thing that I can always just try my best to be, and trust me, I'm not perfect, nor do I claim to be, nor do I have it all figured out. But I really do try my best in my day to be a light and to be of support in my day to someone, because I do believe that we are not just put here for a waste of time. I do believe that we are all on our journeys. We all have a purpose in this world. And I think sometimes us not being supportive of other people or being loving might discourage somebody from their purpose. And it might take them a little bit longer. And I'm not saying what's meant for you will always find its way, but sometimes it could be very discouraging, and you could get thrown off if you're not supported. So it doesn't take much.
100%.
Be supportive of those people you
100%.
love. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. But it is important to also remember that not everybody's success is measured like the same. It's all very different. I feel like
Oh,
we've
yeah.
everybody's got different goals and morals and
Different
values,
journeys.
different journeys. So I would never look at the next person and be like, well, how did they get there? And
No.
why are they there right now? And I'm still in this position and it's been years. I think if when you trust God and you trust his plan and his timing, you know not to compare yourself to the next person,
Amen.
especially when all you see is the good, because it's never good. It's not always good, sorry. And you know, we don't see people's failures online. We don't. And
No,
I know
we just
that's
see
the
the
number
highlight
one
reel.
place. Yeah, we just see the highlight reel. And you know, being online and that's being the number one place that we all go to be updated on what's kind of going on, you know, it would be discouraging for some people, because all you see is the good. But I mean, people don't really talk about their failures until they're successful. And
100%.
so I would just never c stop comparing yourself to other people, because I mean, you don't even know what's kind of going on behind the shades. Like, you just don't
Oh,
know. And
100%.
yeah, and just to trust yourself and believe in yourself and trust your journey and trust that God has got you. And you're gonna get there regardless, because hard work trumps talent half the time. It
Oh,
really
you know, that's
does.
one of my favorite quotes.
I
The amount of times I say that, because it's the truth. If there's anything I've seen win in this world, especially in the music business, it's consistency. consistent bad, consistent good, whatever it may be, consistency and discipline. Consistency and discipline, those two things together are a superpower. As long as you have consistency, you can actually make strides in this music industry. You could be great. You just have to wake up every day and choose to shoot. That's all.
That's
Kobe
it.
Bryant has the most missed shots in the NBA, and he's also one of the
Wow.
greatest to ever do it. He
Oh,
took the
the
shot
greatest. Right.
every
That's
day.
all you have to do. At the end of the day, you are going to regret not trying more than you're going to
100%.
regret that you or hate that you failed at something.
I'd rather be laughed at for trying something than have that what if and that regret down in my life. I don't want what if. What if I did that? I don't want that what if. I never wanted
No,
the what if.
100%, 100%. And I mean, we fail to get to where we're supposed to get to. So failure is definitely part of the process. Like, you can't just take failure out and expect to be
No.
successful. I think that is
Failure is
definitely
where you
part of it.
learn. Failure is where you
100%.
learn. Nobody wants to fail.
Failure is also doors that you're not meant to go through because God doesn't want you to go through these doors. So
100%.
I
Failure is a
wouldn't even
positive
call them,
thing, depending
yeah,
on
I wouldn't
how you
call
look
them
at it.
failures. No, it's experience. That's how we
Thank you.
put a ribbon bow
Failure,
on
you
failure.
said it so perfectly. Failure is just experience. And
Yeah.
that's it. And I can be the first to tell you, I have failed at more things than I've been successful. And that's a huge reason why we even started this video series, because I want to be able to talk about that with people. I want to be able to say it and to share it. And if it can help even one person, then I did my job. I fulfilled a
100%.
purpose that I feel I have, you know?
For sure, for sure. And you know what? The best ideas come from failure.
Oh my
I
God.
will say that. I mean, look at everybody that's successful. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to name them because, you know, some of them are not liked by the public right now, but a lot of people have come up with their best ideas from failure. And again, I believe that's God leading you on the path that you're actually supposed to go down.
Hello, you wrote a song that's on Billboard from a
Yeah.
time in your life where you were at your lowest.
Right.
Come on.
Right. So
You
that's my one, definitely. And
know what I'm
that's,
saying?
yeah, 100%. God really showed me the path, and it was from a point in my life where I was just honestly at rock bottom. I felt I had nobody, like really no one, and was in my room and I was trying to figure it out. And at that point, I just kind of gave it all to God. And the song came from a prayer to God, and it was the easiest song I've ever written in my life. It happened so quick,
Yeah, you
and I
said
was
it. You
just
wrote it in like
so
15 minutes.
it was like, I mean, 15 minutes is a stretch, but it was
That's a
like
flex.
it was honestly the song was done in like 2 hours
Wow.
max. And I was so certain about this song, and I've never been this certain about a song where I go into the studio and actually demand to record a song. I've never done that because I've never
Wow.
felt that comfortable in a studio before where I felt like people should listen to my ideas. I just never felt that in a studio setting before. So I just went and I kind of demanded that, listen, I need to record the song. It's just, I know in my heart, I know this is the song. And I need to record it. And
Wow.
even and I remember just recording the first verse and the chorus, which is changing your name. And then I had to go to Saudi for a performance. And honestly, there was no thought process, nothing behind it. It's just a feeling that you have. And it all came from feeling like I was a failure,
Wow.
really, like everything. And then, I mean, the
Failure
rest
is
is
a big
history.
part of the story. It ha it
Yeah.
it's there's so much growing, there's so much growth in failure, and I feel like I'm working now with a lot of artists that are so scared to fail. They're scared to post something and it fail. They're scared to put out a song, a piece of content and have it fail. But guess what? You will never grow as an artist if you don't fail, because at the end of the day, you're never going to know what works, what doesn't work.
Right. And
You gotta fail.
I think they feel that way because I think the minute you stop caring what other people think, you won't be scared to post whatever it is that you
A
want.
1,000%. And you know what's
Because
so
you don't
sad about
care.
that? I read this quote that said, in your 20s, you care what everyone thinks. In your 30s, you kind of stop caring what everyone thinks. And then in your 40s and 50s, you realize no one ever cared.
Right.
And it's sad.
Right.
Don't
But
wait
you know
until.
why nobody have a kid? It's because they're trying to do the same thing and they're scared of the same things. It's their own fears.
100%.
It is their own fear. So if we're all kind of just holding ourselves back because we're scared of what the next person is going to say, when that person's scared of what the next person's going to, it's like no one ever wins.
100%. There's a lot of things in my life. If I were to go off of what other people were saying, opinions, positive, negative, whatever it may be, I wouldn't have done a lot of beautiful things in my life. So I always go with my gut. I always have the conversation with God and I let that lead. So if there's
That
one
is the
thing
thing.
anyone that is watching, I will say is keep going. If you try something new, if you're at a point in your career where you want to try something new, go for it. Do it.
Go for
Don't
it.
have the what if.
That's the worst thing that you want to be stuck with. The
You
what
don't want
if.
what if.
No.
I know I
You want to
don't.
be able to learn from your experiences, aka failures, and they might not happen. That's another thing. They might not happen. It might work the first time.
It
You just
might
never
even
know.
work better than you thought. How about that?
Right. Love
Let's
that.
positive thoughts, positive vibes. It's gonna work better. It's
That's
gonna work
it.
better.
Right. But that's not, I mean, 5 times out of 10, it does happen that way.
I love how you said 5 times out of 10, not nine.
It
You caught that.
I mean, you got to be kind of
Yeah.
realistic as well,
Sometimes
but
you're
that is
lucky.
sometimes you're lucky. And you know what? I would rather try and try my luck. Try my luck. It
100%.
might
I'm a
work the first
gambler over
time.
here, not at the
Oh,
casino,
I'm definitely a
but a
gambler.
life gambler. I am a
No, but yeah,
professional life gambler.
you never know. So please just try. Honestly, it makes me so happy even just saying this because it could be uplifting somebody, and that is what I just love that. I just want somebody to be able to just take this and be like, you know what? I am gonna do that, and I'm not gonna care what people think. And it might start slow, it might work right away, but I'm still gonna continue doing it because I believe in it, and I believe in my own ideas and my creativity or whatever it is. I believe it all works out for you and how it's supposed to as well.
It's
So
so liberating.
it is
It's the best
100%.
feeling. Go for it.
Amen. Amen to all of that.
Amen.
Wow. Woo.
So I think we unpacked a lot in this one. We want to keep these episodes short and sweet because we do understand the attention span is eeny weeny. So
Eeny weeny. But this was a good one. I feel like I would be,
you'd watch the whole thing?
I would watch the whole thing because this is something that I would need, I
I
needed it
feel
at one
that.
point. I feel
I
like
feel
it's
that.
cemented in my brain now, so I feel like now you can pay it forward. And yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you guys. We'll
Thank
be
y'all for
back
listening.
with another rant next week.
And advice.
Bye.